This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Yesterday, we learned about a state representative in Pennsylvania who was obnoxious, who violated the Constitution, was a downright jerk to his constituents. I'm talking about Brian Sims, but we're going to do something about it. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here, The Cioli Show, on Twitter at Rich Cioli, and hope to have you join us to mornings next week starting on Monday. But first, I want to welcome to the show the chairman of the Pennsylvania Republican Party, Val DiGiorgio. Mr. Chairman, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rich, good to be here. As always, congratulations on your move next week, is it?
Next week, starting Monday. Thank you.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Val. I appreciate that. So this Brian Sims guy, what a jerk this guy is.
Yeah. It was, you know, I woke up yesterday morning. I saw the first video of his, what I view as an assault on that, what he called old white woman repeatedly. And I knew we had to do something about it. We asked for an apology, which I thought was tepid, but I didn't want to go over the top until I had all the facts. And I saw another video this morning where he went after three teenage girls who were at that same Planned Parenthood facility and tried to out them and tried to get them to tell their name and tell people who were listening to tell them where these young women lived, I guess for the purpose of harassing them. We looked into it. I'm a lawyer, but I'm not a criminal lawyer, but we did look into it. We think he may have committed a number of crimes, disorderly conduct, the least of them, official oppression, which is when you use your authority as a public official to impede the rights of someone else in the exercise of their rights, privileges, powers, or immunities, and harassment. I think this is clearly harassment. Any person who acts or purports to act, I mean, any person who the harassment statute, I can read it for you if you want to get way into the weeds, but commits the crime of harassment when with intent to harass, annoy, or alarm another, the person follows the other person in or about a public place or places. He clearly did that. So we sent a letter today to the Attorney General, to the District Attorney Larry Krasner, who I don't have any faith in doing anything about this, and to the U.S. Attorney, and we asked them to investigate for the potential crimes of harassment, official oppression, disorderly conduct, cyberstalking, threats or extortion. And we have to take this kind of thing seriously. It's really a disgrace what he did, and he needs to be called out.
Great. I'm so happy you're doing this. I'm so happy to hear this. This guy got in this, little white old lady.
That's right.
Got in her face. He harassed her. He intimidated her. He threatened her by wanting to expose her address, interfered with her constitutional rights. It was on a public street. She was doing nothing wrong. He did abuse his office, and he did, absolutely 100% send a message to other people, which is that if you try to exercise your rights, I'll come down and do this to you. He did this to two underage girls and tried to pay people to get their addresses to out them, which is an act of harassment and intimidation. And this guy is a disgrace to the legislature, and he's a disgrace to Philadelphia, quite frankly, since considering particularly where the cradle of liberty here, we pride the fact that people have a right to peacefully protest our government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is what we're seeing from the left increasingly. We see it on college campuses. Now it's right out on our streets by elected officials. In Brian Sims' America and his colleagues on the left, he and his like-minded liberals are the arbiters of what's right and wrong. And if you don't agree with them, you can be the subject of their wrath, their ridicule. And now we know they're shaming, as he said shame to this woman over and over again. The laws of the rule of law and the rules of civility don't apply because of their righteousness and their belief in their concept of social justice that trumps all in their world. And if, heaven forbid, you're a white conservative like this woman was, he's going to call you a racist and repeatedly say, you're an old white lady. And I'm just shocked that this, to put all that aside, this is a big man, using his authority and his size to intimidate a woman exercising her First Amendment rights. It's an outrage.
Yeah. It's a good point you make about his size, because he played football in college. And so, you know, he's a big guy. So he's physically intimidating this little old white lady, as he called her over and over again, intimidating her and verbally assaulting her, in my opinion. Now, you're right. Larry Krasner will do nothing because Larry Krasner, let's have no faith in him. I do have faith in the Attorney General, Josh Shapiro, that maybe Josh Shapiro's office will do something. I'm very hopeful and optimistic about that. If that doesn't work, though, you mentioned also the U.S. attorney. So are there federal charges as well, you think, that could be brought?
Yes, we believe there are federal charges, too, that could be brought. I did put a call in to both of those offices to let them know that the Attorney General and the U.S. Attorney let them know the complaints would be coming and asked them to take it seriously. You know, this is what we're seeing from the left. We saw it with Danielle Friel, Adam Friel, last week, who called the pipeline workers Nazis, and they, you know, they prevented them from doing their work. The rule of law has no meaning to them when they're right in their minds. You're a Nazi, you're a racist, you're a misogynist, and they need to be called out. You know, for years, the Republican Party got tagged with every, you know, row officer running out of Mississippi who said something stupid. You know, we're going to hold them to the same standard. And neither of these people have apologized yet. Danielle Otten Friel hasn't apologized, and I'm still waiting to hear something from Brian Sims on this disgraceful conduct. I don't hold your breath, though, Rich.
No. Because you know why? He thinks he's right, Val. That's the thing. These guys always think they know best.
Right.
The social justice warriors, if you don't comply with every single thing they demand, that's what they do. They bully, they intimidate, they harass. They don't like free speech. They want to shut down free speech if it's speech they disagree with. They're the ultimate frauds. They are the ultimate hypocrites.
This is just a taste of what will happen if they get power.
Val DiGiorgio is here. He is the chairman, of course, of the Pennsylvania State Party for the Republican Party, and we're grateful that he's making time for us today. Sent a letter to the Attorney General of the state, also the District Attorney Larry Krasner, and the United States U.S. Attorney for our area as well. Again, the charges that you mentioned there, the specific charges, the specific statutes, can you just go over those again with us one more time?
Well, first of all, you got harassment, sort of garden variety harassment that, you know, basically following someone around with a camera with an intent to annoy them is a crime in Pennsylvania. So that one seems pretty clear. We also came up with, found the official oppression. And that reads, a person acting or purporting to act in an official capacity, in this case as an elected official, or taking advantage of such actual or purported capacity, commits a misdemeanor of the second degree if, knowing that his conduct is illegal, which the harassment is illegal, he knew that, he denies or impedes another in the exercise or enjoyment of any right, privilege, power, or immunity, the right here being the First Amendment. So we think, you know, when he said to that woman, she said, I'm going to call the police, and he said, good, I'm a state rep here, they all know me, you know, he's throwing his weight around.
Oh.
So we think that could be one. Disorderly conduct, you know, is something we, you know, a lot of us are familiar with, what that is. But then there's cyber stalking. And there's also, he may have violated federal wiretap laws and Pennsylvania's wiretap law, which don't allow you to record someone without their consent. So those are just a few. Again, I'm not a criminal attorney, but those are just the four or five crimes that we potentially came up with.
Have any Democrats condemned the behavior of their colleague here?
Nope, not yet. And, you know, we're also calling on Democrats to do the same. And I think Democrats of goodwill, and there are many in this state, will see this for what it is, and they will call him out. Whether you're pro-life or pro-choice isn't the issue here. This is about the bullying. This is about harassment. And it's a shame. You know, he represents, you know, sort of where I come from, Brian Sims, down in South Philly. You know, the guys down in South Philly never would have done this to an elderly woman. Not that I think this woman's even that elderly. It just goes to show you what kind of person we're dealing with here. And three teenage girls.
Yeah, in fact, you know, Val, I should mention, their mom is going to be on with me at 5 o'clock today to talk about this. And I hope that she reaches out to maybe the lawyer for the Covington Catholic students, because something has to be done here with what he did to their daughters. I mean, it was a disgrace.
Yeah, well, we will no longer be intimidated. We will not be afraid. And it's up for leaders in political parties to stick up for people like this who are bullied by people in power, and we're going to fight this.
Well, I'm proud of you for doing this, Val. I really am.
Great.
I think it's outstanding what you're doing. I'm also happy, you know, last week I saw the big meeting you had with the Trump campaign, getting everybody together, because Pennsylvania, obviously, we got a win in 2020, so I'm glad to see that. I'm glad to see everybody coming together again, and I think it's going to work out very, very well.
We're going to have a huge team on the street next year. We're starting much earlier than we started in 2016, and we're united in the re-election to president. And this goes beyond tax cuts and the size of government. This is really a fight for the future of this country, of Western civilization. We see what the left wants to do to America with New Green Deal and socialized health care and, you know, hundreds of trillions of dollars in new taxes, and $120 trillion in new taxes between the New Green Deal and this Medicare for All, which is really government health care. But again, things like this on the culture. They want a society which is not just socialist. It ultimately becomes authoritarianism, and we have to fight that.
Oh, good for you. All right, so I got to ask last question. Val DiGiorgio, the chairman of the Republican Party in Pennsylvania, will you be coming with me Monday to Morning Drive?
I will be coming on Monday. I can't wait to hear you on Monday morning. Although I'm going to be on vacation this Monday, so I'll have to wait till the following Monday.
Oh, good for you. Good. Vacation's okay. You get an excuse for vacation. We'll give you a pass on that.
Thank you.
Hopefully you're going someplace fun and maybe warm, too.
Yeah, a little warm, yep.
All right, good. Val, thank you, man. Keep up the good work. We appreciate it very much.
Rich Cioli, 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.